producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Miss Molly, this is the Good Day program for Wednesday, November the 4th. From the studios on the farm to the studios in the hills to the studios in the city, we are here prepared to give you an audio photo of things that are going on in the world, the debates, the candidates, who's running for what. A year ago, this field had not shaped up at all. There were a few people who were making noise, like Rubio and Cruz, and then there were those who were the wannabes, like the former governor of Texas, and that bunch. But who would have thunk that Donald Trump, it's almost a rhyme, isn't it? Who would have Very thunk nice. That Donald Trump would be at the forefront? Ben Carson and Donald Trump back and forth, both of them now outselling a book. I'm going to suspend my campaign while I go campaign. And that seems to be what started yesterday at the Trump Tower. Mr. Trump, let's see, what do we call him? The salesman, author, reality television star, big business person, husband of several. He was signing copies of his new book yesterday. People coming in by the truckload. I suppose that's not right. By the busload would be better. They ride trucks when they ride in those parades around Red Square, right? The soldiers are in the trucks, but the people who, the Trump soldiers coming in by the busload, buying books by the armload. And the conversation with people who were there, it was kind of an interesting mix of people. The line of buyers was all the way down to 56th Street, all the way to Madison Avenue, which is quite a long haul to his office and to the Trump Tower. So I was thinking about the people who showed up. I saw a few pictures. Ken, did you see any video of this or any pictures of the lobby where these people were waiting to get a copy of the book and all of the sort of regalia that went with it? Somebody outside mocked him for being a disaster with credit cards. All you have to do is look. The reference was to the gaudiness of his apartment and to the surroundings, all of the ambiance that's there. But that aside, he likes to have people know that he's got money. All right, so that's, what is that? Is that a sin? Is that a crime? No, he's been successful. He's been very honest, I think, about telling folks how he used the system. This is the way I've protected myself. The system allowed me to do this, 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 and that. And so anyway, the fact that there were books, the book is $25, by the way. If you want to have a picture with him, it's $45. So you buy the book and you get a picture. So what's he doing with the $20? That's what I want to know. Is that going to the campaign? Anybody? And I honestly don't know the answer to that. I asked the question, and I looked around, and I suppose the obvious is that it's going to the campaign, but it could be going to the Wildlife Federation as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know. But look
I think it's going in his pocket. If it was going into the campaign, he'd have to be keeping track of it and letting people know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's not like he needs the money, but it's a good business. So people are asking him about other candidates. Mr. Trump, what do you think of Bernie Sanders? And then he turns it around and says, well, what do you think? to the person who's asking the question, whether it is, what about Paul Ryan? How's he going to do? And is he going to support you? That kind of stuff. Look, he demanded of the crowd in an unexpected tribute to Mr. Trump. I mean, to Mr. Ryan. He's doing a good job. So there were a lot of scoops yesterday as he began selling his book. I just find it interesting that he is as resilient as he is. He's got a lot of energy, Kenny. He really does. And kind of a mischievous smile as well. He was asked about Mr. Rubio, you know, the usual Mr. Bush. So, anyway, this all in light of the discussion and the debate about the debates and whether or not the Republicans, the candidates, are going to have their own way versus the Republican Party. We'll find out more about that in a moment with reporter Ivan Eland here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
This is a message for men concerned about prostate health. You may qualify to take part in a special offer for Peak Life Prostate, America's premier prostate formula. But supplies are limited, so to qualify, you must answer yes to one of the following. Are you looking to maintain a normal prostate size? Are you urinating more often? Do you wake up at night to urinate? If you said yes to any of these, you qualify for a free supply of Peak Life Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. For details, call 1-800-935-6436. Peak Life Prostate helps support a normal prostate size. Its key ingredients help reduce urges to urinate and reduce waking at night to go. No other product has this exclusive blend of ingredients. Supplies are limited for this free offer. Call us now. Call 1-800-935-6436. 1-800-935-6436. 1-800-935-6436.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, quarter past the hour. Jennifer and Kenny and I have Ivan Eland with us. He's the author of The Failure of Counterinsurgency, senior fellow at the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He's worked at the Cato Institute, is an analyst, worked at the Congressional Budget Office. So normally we quote articles that appear that he's written in the Huffington Post. This is no exception. He writes this week, quote, Republican candidates have justifiably complained about gotcha debate questions from the news media designed to generate conflict in order to spike ratings, thus raking in the cash. Instead, time would be better spent trying to extract illuminating policy differences from among the candidates. Come on, Ivan. Don't be such a killjoy. What does... come on, these guys that are asking the questions, they're the stars of the show. They're the big timers. The candidates are just pawns in their scheme, aren't they?
Well, there certainly is a lot of, grandstanding by the, the moderators, and they love to moderate and to show themselves. I wish they would. I think we really need to, the public needs to demand, it's really the public that really needs to step up here and demand an honest presidential debate. I was watching the BBC the other night, and they were aghast at the Republican debate because, it was like a circus. They didn't use the word circus, but I could tell the British, do it a little differently. They actually talk about the issues, and other countries do as well. We have this celebrity circus that goes on for 18 months, which is longer than any other campaign, I think, in the world. And, what do we come out with?
Celebrity circus. That sounds like a great new reality TV show. Celebrity circus starring Donald Trump.
Right, and well, this is always occurred, but Trump is, of course, the ringmaster, which of extraordinaire. He has taken it up another level, and he's a genius because he's giving the public what they want. The ratings for the Republican debate have been much higher than they normally are because they want to see if there's fireworks. People, it's just like reality TV. They like to see conflict. They like to see sparks fly. But is that really what we want? We want a president who will do things that the voters want, right?
Are you suggesting,
whether you're a Democrat or a Republican?
Are you suggesting that if Trump were to be elected, he wouldn't be able to get anything done?
No, I think he probably would be able to get anything done. He's just an expert. He might be a better president than some of them, but I think he's an expert marketer, and that's what you have to be when you get to be a candidate. But the problem is we get good candidates, and then they don't turn out to be such a great president. Like, I would argue our current president was that way.
I would give you that in triplicate. I think that would be the case. So of the people that are showing up now, are there any, in your estimation, having covered a lot of this stuff and worked closely in various positions in Washington, do you think there's anybody there who's capable, who is affable and capable enough to do the job and do it well?
Well, I think you have to have a person who really wants to change the system, but they also have to know how the system works, because what happens is all these people come and they get chewed up by the Washington system. The government is so big and so unruly, and there's so many people with knives out to get them. As John F. Kennedy said about Washington, if you want a friend, buy a dog here. And it's a really rough, these guys come in as governors and other places. You've got to know something about the system. I think has good credentials to be here.
I do too.
He did balance the budget, and I think he's one of the best candidates on the Republican side.
Yeah, I do too.
Not necessarily endorsing him, but you need somebody who wants to change the system, but who knows something about how the federal system works. Now, and he's also been a chief executive of a state. He's been a governor. And so I think, you have to get people with some inside knowledge. Now, Ronald Reagan was reasonably successful in Washington, because he was an outsider, yet he hired, what he did very quietly was hire a bunch of insiders to get to who knew how the system works.
Yeah,
and he was, of course, a great pitch man. And I think Trump might be a good president after he got in because of that as well, because that's what the presidency is now. Now, it's not that's not the whole thing. You have to have good policies. And I'm not sure Trump does, but certainly he could take the country in whatever direction he probably wanted to as president.
Yeah, and I think that's an astute overview, frankly, Ivan, of the situation as it exists. What can you say in a few seconds about the Democratic candidates?
Well, I think the Republican, if you're a Hillary fan, the Republican buffoons on that committee, I think helped give her the nomination in addition to her debate performance. I just don't think there's anybody, since Biden didn't get in, unless O'Malley catches fire. Bernie Sanders is a protest candidate, and he's drawing a lot of crowds. But in the end, I think, the Democrats are going to go to Hillary. And so that's kind of uninteresting. And I think the Republicans still could go to a more conventional candidate. I think Jeb Bush might be the best of the Bushes, but unfortunately his father and brother polluted the nest, and I think that we shouldn't have a dynasty in a republic.
All right, Ivan, thank you. Ivan Elin here on Good.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A distinctive voice, plus she and her collaborators have been able to create this sort of distinctive sound that sounds, pardon the use of the word hip, but with it, today's music, there's something about her that has grabbed the attention of people not only in the English-speaking world, but all around the world. She's become just astronomically successful and fairly young when she got started, Kenny, wasn't she? She started writing her own music, and she's 23, 24, and 10 years or so ago.
Her first single was released in 2007.
2007.
Yeah.
She's only 27 now.
She was born in 1988. Wow.
She just sounds older.
All right. So, yeah, she sounds very mature. This song, Rolling in the Deep, we're going to have a little Adele concert here. So, in order of success, first one on the marquee is Rolling in the Deep. Next one is Someone Like You.
I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me.
You know, you had just said something, Jennifer, about her sounding older. Kind of reminds me of Amy Winehouse, who sounded older as well.
And not in a bad way. Just
no, not at all. Now. No, not at all. I don't think that Adele has the kind of problems that Amy Winehouse had by any stretch of the imagination.
I don't think so. Thanks.
Anyway, this is number two on the hit parade for her, Someone Like You. Then there's the song Set Fire to the Rain. Again, the lyric lines of her songs are so penetrating and thoughtful. Kenny, does she write most of all of this stuff? She has a collaborator, I think, right? Isn't that the story?
I think she writes most of them.
Yeah, I think she does.
Yeah, she
too.
Does.
Yeah. And she's
in fact, I think she even wrote the James Bond song.
Yeah. All right, well, let's do Rumor Has It first, then we'll do the James Bond song. Rumor Has It was the next number one song that she had after Set Fire to the Rain. That's a great story. That's what I like about her songs. Just very interesting and easy to follow stories in the song. Go ahead, Richie, crank it up.
Cheese.
just mentioned Skyfall, which was the theme from the last James Bond movie. She wrote it, but it sounds just like they released the Sam Smith new theme for the next James Bond movie. It's out later this month, right? Isn't that? I heard that the other day, and they all sound like James Bond.
Yeah,
isn't that amazing?
It really is. I didn't capture it. The current song is a song called Hello. It's become the first song to sell 1 million tracks in the first week. 1 million tracks in the first week for this song, Hello. Go ahead, Richie. What a great story. Great success story. Take your hat off to Adele. How many people do you know? She kind of like Madonna. How many people do you know who you tell people their first name? And oh, yeah, Adele. Yes, the singer. Well, it all started with this song. This was her first big tune. From 2007, Chasing Pavements. So congratulations to this lady and all of her success. She deserves it. She's good, and we all know it and like it. Adele here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
More than 70 million Americans have a hard time falling asleep. Are you one of them? A lack of sleep can hurt your mental performance. It can affect your mood. It can even make it harder to manage your weight. Don't let occasional sleepless nights ruin your days. Try Somnipure, a safe premium formula that delivers better sleep than you thought possible. Today, listeners of this station can try a free bottle of Somnipure. Pay only shipping and handling. For details, call 1-800-937-7983. Somnipure has key ingredients clinically shown to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up refreshed without grogginess. Somnipure is the only sleep aid with this specific blend of ingredients. Listeners of this station can try a free bottle, but don't wait. This free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel, and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's the $500 bonus hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You're going to pay me $500 for delivering thoughts that are important to you. Hey, Kenny, he'll get in on that, too. We'll split it up. All right, Kara, you get a piece of the $500 as well. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny is following Facebook and Twitter. So, yesterday, as the weekend came to a close, you said there was still a lot of Facebook action when it came to Halloween. And Halloween candy, is that the case still, or have we moved on?
No, there's some comments about Election Day from yesterday, and a lot of comments about Star Trek, because the CBS announced a new series coming in another year or so.
Yippee-ki-yay, yes. And it'll star William Shatner as an old fat captain. And I think that'd be good. I wonder what would happen if they mixed the television show. That's what they did when the first movies came out. Pretty much all of them, the first, 7, 8 of the movies were Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, right?
Right.
Yeah. And then they sort of went off onto the, they had the movies go down the same path as the TV show. So they did extraordinarily well with all of that. How come, well, maybe not how come, because we haven't heard anybody say that he was or wasn't. And I wasn't being facetious when I suggested that Shatner be a part of the new program. And I think there's probably some, because he's so active still, he's still working at 84 years old as a full-time actor. And he's everywhere. You can't go through a day without seeing an image of Bill Shatner. Okay? I mean, think about it. Television, magazine ad, some way, shape, or form, Shatner is in front of you every day. It's like Trump. Right? You can't escape Shatner, but nobody wants to escape him because he's so much fun. He's really quite a character. Anyway, I don't want to get off on that. I was just sort of getting a kick out of what people were responding to. More and more, and I think this is something radio stations beware. Radio station managers beware. Radio station owners beware. Follow the conversations on Facebook and Twitter, and you see what people are really interested in. There is such burnout when it comes to politics, and we're a year away from the election. Unbelievable burnout. People of a certain age are interested, yes, but not necessarily in the way the information is being presented. And when you look at the ratings of the cable TV channels, yeah, they get a big boost when there's a, people will say, well, Doug, what are you talking about? Well, look at the ratings for CNBC. Nobody watches that, and yet 13 million people watched the other night when they had their debate, and CNN had 23 million, and Fox had 20, whatever, I don't know. I think Fox had the largest at 23 million, and then the, I think there were 18, 19 million for the CNN debate. But the demographics of the news channels in general, but more this event, these events, and mostly it's because of the Republicans and the way they're trying to run and manage things, they're leaving out those people who elected Barack Obama. The millennials elected Barack Obama. Old-timers didn't elect Barack Obama. Old-timers voted for John McCain, right, first time around? Wasn't that, as a matter of fact, I think that was this date, if I'm not mistaken, in 2008, right?
Yeah.
When Obama, so. Yeah, he, I remember what was yesterday, it would have been November 3rd, so November 4th, I think it was November 4th when Barack Obama claimed victory. He beat McCain 52% to 46%, and that was all the millennial vote. Not that they are pleased about it now, because most of the millennials you talk to don't like Barack Obama because he didn't tell the truth, whatever the circumstances. Anyway, I don't want to get off on that. I just find it interesting that we are following the trends. We don't set the trend. We're following the trend. I'm not trying to argue, fuss, or fight with people who are expressing themselves about what's interesting to them. And so you find that in social media. And I'll leave it at that for the moment, because I want to talk about something that has been the buzz for the past 24 hours or so, and that's a study about death rates for white Americans aged 45 to 54. They are climbing every year and have been since 1999. The research is based on a study done at Princeton University using mortality data from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. In the last couple of decades, the death rate for men in their 40s and 50s had gone down. And then when we get to 1999, started going back up again. 2%, it was going down from the late 50s to the mid-90s. The number of men committing suicide in their 40s and 50s declined fairly rapidly. And then it changed in 1999. And since then, the mortality rates in middle age have increased. Now, we're all so focused on our health and well-being, or not all of us, I guess, but there certainly is more attention in the conventional media, the news media. And I think that most of us have been educated. This is the throwback, Kenny, to the stats. The haves and the have-nots, not many in the middle. People who take care of themselves, eat well, and are healthy, exercise, etc., etc., and those who eat poorly, don't exercise, drink, smoke too much, whatever, however that works. It isn't, we're not taking into account those who have things that are part of their, the physical structure, makeup, hereditary things that is not a part of that. The focus here is on men who decide they can't make it or they don't want to make it, and many of them are soldiers. That's where the wildest increase is. So if you're a middle-aged white man, perhaps you ought to take note of this information. As a matter of fact, let's have this conversation. We'll go a little deeper into it as the members of the Good Day Gang have a conversation with our pal Dr. Jack Stockwell on this very thing coming up next here on Good Day.
It's a card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
It's civil mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
One newspaper recently identified 24 different everyday tasks for which Americans are required to show a photo ID. We're so accustomed to showing our driver's licenses that it seems routine, not just for driving, but also for opening a bank account, renting a car or a hotel room, boarding a plane, buying a cell phone, filling a prescription, or even buying a movie. Yet we allow people to vote without any identification, no proof of citizenship or eligibility at all. If we looked through the lens of liberty, surely we would realize that our nation's future is more important than our ability to buy Sudafed. Shouldn't we guard our right to vote at least as carefully as we guard the sale of light beer?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 1919.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell, 44 past the hour on Good Day. Dr. Jack is responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcast this week. Every week there's a new theme or a theory. Actually, you put some of them together, and you've had, I think, as many as 3 weeks in series of things. Breast cancer comes to mind. What other things have you done sort of in documentary style, Jack?
Well, the latest one is, during the entire month of October, we were hitting foods. The latest one that just came out is, what if soda is killing you? So,
sweet.
We spend a definite amount of time talking about what's really in the soda and some really good healthful alternatives. I mean, you don't have to give up the fizzy and all that stuff. There are some great alternatives for it. It's right there in podcast number 41, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Right. Podcasts available by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You'll see in there a reference to a lot of different things that are going on in Jack's life. His clinic is in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a Nooka chiropractor. and has been practicing for decades. Nuka is basically the focus on the spine, although people say chiropractors are all focused on the spine, so what's the difference?
And well, really, chiropractors focus on the nervous system. Our specialty is neurology. Mm-hmm. The reason that we're working on the spine is because that's where the nervous system is.
Yep.
The central nervous system is deep inside the spine, and every segment level of the spine, there's more nerves that come out, and when those nerves are compromised in some way or another, there's certain organ dysfunction. There's other kinds of problems that can take place. With the endocrine system, with the immune system, digestive, eliminative system, all these things are affected by a well-functioning nervous system or a nervous system that's got some problems. And often, spinal misalignment contributes to that.
There you go. There's the explanation. Makes a lot of sense. I get a lot of chiropractic care, and I find there are a lot of variations on chiropractic. It's been taught by different people different ways over the years, but the bottom line is to get your body to function well. Jack does it extraordinarily well, and that's one of the reasons that he's here. Also, if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, focus on your enzymic life. How's that? You like that?
Yes. Enzymatic.
Long life energy enzymes created by Jack and his compounder in his office, his staff, working to put together a product that will stop sugar cravings, help to restore the beta cells in your pancreas, producing insulin. If you take it on an empty stomach, the enzymes look for errant cells to rip open the fibrin coating on them and allow them to be destroyed. Your immune system is enhanced by taking the long life energy enzymes. I was looking at a couple of testimonials. Here's somebody who started taking the enzymes a month or so ago. Blood sugar was at 14, which is scary, and now a month later it's at 9. Her doctors are confused as to how this could have happened. Hello, can you say Jack?
We got another one. Yes, we got another one just last night. A fellow who was on stage 4 kidney failure just a week ago. Mm-hmm. Stage 4. His wife calls us last night, says he just had a checkup yesterday. His kidneys are functioning normal. His A1C has dropped down to 7.7, which is still high, but it's dropped considerably. But his doctor says he can't believe it, to the point he drew 3 more vials of blood to underwrite what he had just discovered, because he can't believe you can recover that fast. We do.
All right, so if you'd like to avail yourself of these long-life energy enzymes, you also want to sign up for the podcast. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, ForbiddenDoctor.com. In the case of the enzymes, click on products, then click on long-life energy enzymes, and if you'd like to buy some, you can use the code Doug, write D-O-U-G in the box, get 10% off. Long-life energy enzymes, do it. But I'm taking them. Meredith's taking them. A lot of people are on them, and they give them energy. It's just good. It's a good way. I like it because it enhances your immune system. I would tell you, Jack, that Meredith is on a trip to the Middle East, and there are 16 or 17 other people on the trip with her. She's the only one who hasn't gotten sick. And
wow.
I'm going to attribute
it. Isn't that amazing?
Yep. Okay. So I asked earlier why the death rates for middle-aged whites are rising. Some attribute it to suicide, drug overdose, alcohol abuse. The U.S. death rates are falling in the sense that people who are older are getting older and they're staying healthier. But the numbers have been sort of co-opted because there are so many people who are middle-aged, especially white men, who are upset or not satisfied with their lives, and so they're going to drugs, or they're just going. So the number of suicides in this country is, wow.
This is the generation now. You know, I just turned 65 last Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Your birthday is
and this is the generation.
Remember that.
Yeah, this is the generation where people are dying before their parents. Their parents are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
That particular crowd that was written up here recently in the news about what you're referring to,
yep.
They're dying before their parents are dying, because this is the generation that came out of the baby boomers who were thrown off of farm foods,
yeah.
Off of the real foods from the earth, to foods from the grocery store. and because of just massive malnutrition. It's not just it makes them. I don't think they're drinking anymore or smoking anymore or anything than their predecessors did. It's just that their body's ability to handle these stressful things that come in through air, come in through food, come in through the stress of dealing with life itself, their ability to handle that stress is what has been so depleted by this malnutrition epidemic that's in this country, that it's showing up with these kinds of statistics. They're not asking the right question. They're not asking why are drugs and alcohol and suicide more prevalent today. They're just saying that's what it is. That's the problem.
Yeah, but not. They're saying there is a problem, but they're not saying why there is a problem.
Exactly.
Which is what you're suggesting would be the right question, and it would be. All right, so we've got a lot of information, as usual, from Dr. Jack. Check out his website, which is ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack Stockwell on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Going going through the checkout line yesterday morning in the local supermarket, and I don't remember which magazine it was, but it was a picture of Paul Newman and Robert Redford, and Redford quoted as saying, "This was my best friend in life," or something close to that. Why I had such a close relationship with Paul Newman, which is, and that's what people want to read. They love that star. Wow, this guy was friends. They really were friends. What's the story? People love that sort of thing. That song was actually Paul Newman singing Plastic Jesus from Cool Hand Luke, which was the number one movie this week in 1967. Those of you who were not around then, many of you, if not most of you, have heard the stories or have seen it. It's a real classic. Great, great flick. What did you like? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. What did you like best about, was it the characters or the story, Chucker?
That's a really good movie. And George Kennedy, I always liked George Kennedy.
All right.
Everything he's done.
Yeah. It was George Kennedy, I think, really got started as a character actor with, this was his first important big role, was it not?
Probably, maybe his most prominent role.
You think
that,
it was?
That, yeah. That launched him.
I remember him from all the airport movies.
Well, but he was a big cowboy actor. He was a good guy and a bad guy often, but very prevalent, very, very. He was the goofy sergeant or lieutenant in what do you call it, movies with O.J.? What are those movies?
The Naked Gun.
Oh, no, The Naked Gun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's still alive. He is
still alive.
Yep.
He's up there. I mean, he did Dallas, the TV show Dallas, in his later years, and then he co-starred with Charlton Heston, of course, in the disaster film Earthquake in 1974, which I really liked him.
Had a very prolific career. Good for him. So did Newman, certainly, and well-known. All right, so we have movie moments going for us. Chucker, have you around yesterday? I don't even remember.
I was not around.
No, all right. So then we're
talking about his Mets getting their butts kicked.
Listen, everybody's got
to take off. I was in mental pain.
Really? good for you. Well, let's see if we can.
You know, the box office was the lowest amount of moviegoers going to pay to see a movie all year long.
Really?
Halloween weekend. Yeah. I mean, two major stars, Sandra Bullock, whose new movie Our Brand Is Crisis, which is a political comedy, that's the lowest opening ever at the box office. Office did 3.5 million.
Yeah, what the story of that?
I just the concept people didn't buy.
That was an interesting movie. I'd like to go see it. Just I don't have anybody to go with. Waiting for Meredith to come home. I'd just see that, and I want to go see Burnt.
I think the days of star people going to see the movie star are pretty much over. I think people just buy concept. I don't think they really care who's in the movie if the concept is good. That's why you're seeing all these movies made for large screen format, 3D, IMAX, but that was a low opening, and then Bradley Cooper starred in this movie, Burnt, which he plays a chef, did $5 million on 3,000 screens.
That movie looked boring. Oh, God.
That's not a good opening weekend.
All right, Chucker, tell me about The Ridiculous Six. We were talking about this earlier, whether it is a television story or a movie story, and Kenny said it was both. Adam Sandler's making movies for Netflix, and this is one of them. The trailer is out. There are a lot of characters, the usual Rob Schneider, who's in everything that Adam Sandler does, and Luke Wilson's in this, and David Spade.
To answer that question, it's clearly a movie
that's
not going to be released in theaters. It's going to be released on Netflix. And this is part of the new age business model where you're going to see, which we've already seen in the last 2 or 3 years, I mean, Netflix with House of Cards with Kevin Spacey. This is a different format where Sandler signed, I think, a four-picture deal to make movies that are going to go directly to Netflix, and the Netflix expects his fan base to follow, and you're going to see a lot more of that.
Interesting. The movie has made headlines already because a group of American Indians walked off the set complaining their characters had offensive names. Netflix says the title Ridiculous is in the movie for a reason.
I agree.
Which I thought was kind of cute. It's going to be ridiculous. Silly. I'd like to see it, frankly.
I would.
All right, Chuck Curry here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus.
Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.